It's crazy. It's kind of like you got to be perfect out there, but it's a lot of fun, high energy, and it's kind of like making that transition from high school to college, but it's a little bit more intensified.
Monte told us yesterday he said he's learned a lot about stretching and staying hydrated, and after this weekend he wants to, on top of that, have the playbook. Yeah. Is that what you guys also are just really kind of trying to hammer down?
Yeah, certainly. On top of the playbook, you want to get a nutritional diet down for you to where you can be at your best and be playing at your best. So nutrition is something at the top of my list on getting downright.
Obviously, they've got Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, Wes Welker. Have you put some thought into where you want to fit into that receiving core?
I just want to contribute, in any way I can possible to this team. I've got a tremendous opportunity to learn under some of the greatest minds in the game, and Peyton Manning and Wes Welker, great route runner, Eric Decker, DT. Those guys are phenomenal. I got an opportunity to learn under them and perfect my game from there.
What have the coaches already told you in terms of tips and pointers?
Jump in the playbook. I'm here for a reason, because I can play the position. But just to jump in the playbook and learn as much as possible, and not just learn one position, learn them all. That way that I can be a versatile receiver here, and do some great things for the Broncos, hopefully.
You think you're a little more battle tested than most rookies because of you came out of high school and you were all that, and then you went to Georgia. Then you have an early injury in your career and redshirt.
I did.
Got humbled a little bit and had to work your way back.
Certainly, I got injured actually by No'Shawn, kind of rolled up on my ankle, and got a medical redshirt my freshman year, and I was behind a guy by the name of AJ Green.
Yeah.
So I got to learn from that guy. Got to learn the ins and outs of the position from the way that he played it. So I feel like that I'm ready to compete at this level. Get a few more pointers from those guys I mentioned earlier, and we could take this thing to the top.
Have you talked with AJ since he went to the Bengals
for him? Oh yeah, we're still friends, great friends. Him and Muhammad Massaqua are some guys that I confided in my college career, and I still talk to today.
What have they told you about what to expect of this one?
Well, everything that I mentioned earlier, the speed of the game, the intensity of it, everybody's fast, and to stay focused and relaxed, because it's still football. He loves it, he loves it out here, loves the fans, just loves Mile High. This is an awesome place to be. I'm very excited and fortunate to have had this opportunity to, be picked by the Broncos.
Does it help you to have him here, knowing somebody coming like that?
It does. That was something that, me and my family were pretty happy about, that No'Shawn was out here and it was somebody that, I could talk to, because, we were buddies in college, and, we're still friends today. Well, it's something that I do pretty well, something that I did well in college. So, hopefully it can correlate to this offense and, to my on-the-field play in this league.
Earlier this offseason, Eric Decker was saying he watched Peyton Manning in middle school, never really thought he was going to play with him. What are your thoughts on being able to catch passes from him?
Man, it's crazy. It's insane. I used to play with that guy on Madden. So, I mean – it is awesome to, like I said, to have this opportunity to learn, just to learn, to pick that guy's brain and learn everything that he has to offer from his mind. It's just tremendous, man. I'm excited about it. Yeah, it's honestly a dream come true.
You just signed on the dotted line, so you're gonna have a pretty big check here coming pretty soon. Any plans on what you want to do with it?
Nah, no plans thus far. Probably just put it in the bank. I got a pretty nice car.
Why number 15?
15. It's funny. I used to wear 15 in practice every day. I used to switch jerseys with Marlon Brown, who was 15 on UGA's team, and 12 wasn't available. So I was like, man, I can rock 15. It's nothing new to me. So 15 it was.
Do